icebergs or fire. Bible thought. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Acts chapter 4, verse 24 and 31. Have you ever entered a worship assembly to praise and worship our Father and felt alone? Have you ever felt coldness rather than fire, division rather than unity? Have you ever felt as if we were heads, arms, torsos, and legs rather than a body? I have. The picture this might present to Jesus, there in our midst, might be one of majestic icebergs, each one standing valiantly alone, yet each one floating in the same water, almost touching, each shining brightly, pointing upward, yet each alone, cool, aloof, proud, just existing in the cold together. Another picture offered to God could be one in which the heat of His warm, forgiving love and the fire of the indwelling Spirit received at our baptisms thaws each berg, melting, blending, flowing, as one powerful stream, we offer an outpouring of love and adoration, praise and petition. Each one is surrounded by the spreading warmth until no one stands alone. Pray now as He prayed, believing in God's power to create this picture. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that You sent me and have loved them even as You have loved me. John 17:23. Our Father God, may it be so. In our Savior's name, amen. Elaine McGuire, Lilburn, Georgia.